Hey, what's going on, Hippopotamus? It's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 79 of the TR Expert Talks. Yeah, we're just chugging along here, aren't we? Yeah, episode number 80 is coming up next week. We'll be in the hundreds real soon. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about injuries. Yeah, I got myself a little injury. I got elbow bursitis. I had this growth on my elbow. People were getting freaked out by like, Jerry, you need to get that checked out. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's elbow bursitis. And looked some stuff up on WebMD, you know, the power of the internet nowadays. You got all the information in the world at your fingertips. And I pretty much found out that it was elbow bursitis, but I still went to the hospital to just find out that it was elbow bursitis. It took us 2 minutes, but it also cost me over $100. Hopefully I'll get somehow reimbursed. You know, I don't even know how it works with insurance nowadays. Just feel like you just pay money. But anyways, elbow bursitis. That's what I got. Hopefully it goes down. I have to just not lean on it and take these awesome steroids. Yes, steroids. Roid rage. Yeah, but anyways, let's go and get this show on the road. Before we get started, though, you know, it would mean the world to me if you would share this podcast with your friends or family members. That'd be super awesome. If you don't share it with your friends or family, or maybe some stranger that you believe might be might benefit from this, obviously I would love it if you would leave a rating or review on iTunes. You know, it'd be really great if you did any of those things, because you know, the more people that hear this podcast, the more mouths that will talk about it. So the more ears that are on it, the more mouths that will talk about it, and the more eyes that we'll have looking at General Fitness Company and what we can do to help people live a little bit better life. Because, you know, we're all about creating that mental framework that helps people not only make good decisions in the gym, but outside the gym as well. So wouldn't that be awesome if you had a bunch of people in this world that were making good decisions and weren't cutting you off and maybe we're courteous to you. Maybe my podcast won't do that, but maybe it will help somebody out there just change their life just enough to where they can actually feel fulfillment in their everyday life. But anyways, let's go ahead and get this show on the road. Episode number 79 of the TR Expert Talks. Injury. I don't even know what the hell that means, but Lego. Yeah, injuries. I tell you, that's an interesting thing. You know, I actually, as I was saying in the intro, I got a little injury on my elbow. Got a little elbow bursitis. And, you know, the funny thing about injuries, it's not like you're doing something like super awesome and your body's like, stop. No, the reason why you get injuries is because you're doing something wrong. And, you know, the thing with injuries is like, your body is trying to tell you like, hey, you're not doing this right. It's your body's way of saying, hey, you need to stop, back up, and analyze what you're doing. And like in everyday life, in your, you know, the real world, that works the same way. You know, like if you are not spending your money wisely, you're going to injure your bank account. Or if you're not, you know, doing the right thing in your relationships, you're going to injure all your relationships. You're not going to have any friends. You know, if you're not doing what you need to do in the gym, your body's going to get injured. So there's a lot of ways that you can incur injuries in your life, but the main factors why you get injuries or why you get injured is because you're not doing something correctly. And a lot of people like to say, like, there's no wrong way to do things, but there's a lot of wrong ways to do things. And obviously, an injury is a sign of that. You know, if you could do anything any way you wanted to, then you would never get injured. And, you know, you would be able to fly and you could spend all your money and not have to worry about anything. And you know, there's a lot of things you could do if we had our way, right? If injuries didn't exist, you could just do whatever you wanted to, and you'd be free to just be a human being. But there are rules, you know, that we have to abide by, and your body pretty much sets them, at least when it comes to the gym. So I'm going to make this pretty short today. You know, injuries, they're just something that is an indicator that you're not doing things right. Now, the way to prevent that is essentially to sit back and think about why you're getting these injuries or why you're suffering these setbacks, whether it's a patella tendonitis or plantar fasciitis or pulled or strained muscle, or you know, you tear a ligament or tendon. You know, all those things are definitely indicators that you didn't do something right. Now, the funny thing is that, you know, a lot of people will tell you that, like, I was doing everything right and somehow my back or my knee just snapped. And sometimes it could be the case. You know, maybe I actually, a couple years back now, I think about it, I sneezed wrong And I blew my back out. I was actually incapacitated for like a week. I was literally walking in a bent over position, and it like hurt to lay down, it hurt to stand up, it hurt to sit. I just like couldn't do anything, and I was just super uncomfortable. But what it taught me is that like, even though like something as innocuous as sneezing, it may not seem like a lot, but, and it's not a lot, obviously we all sneeze, but the thing is that it wasn't that one thing that caused it wasn't that sneeze that would that caused my back to go out. It was a congruence of events that pretty much led up to that. So essentially, it's like it was a lot of bad habits. Like, you know, what happened, you know, looking back at it, is that I wasn't working out after working out super intense. So essentially what had happened is that my muscles were nice and relaxed, but I was still super strong. So when you have your muscles relaxed and then you tense them up real quick, bad things happen. So that's what happened to me. And, you know, like I said, you can have incur injuries in a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, the reason why you get an injury is because you've been pretty much practicing bad habits. So at the end of the day, you know, you just got to think about what you're doing. If you find yourself hitting setbacks, and if you find yourself constantly having to start from scratch, well, then maybe something that you're doing isn't correct, you know, whether it be a physical injury, or as I was talking about earlier, with your relationships, your money, your fulfillment, or anything else that you want to succeed in. If you're not getting that success, you can count that as an injury, and you can look at that and say, what am I doing that is preventing me from moving forward? That's what it's really all about. It's not like rocket science, you know, it's not like you gotta figure out these advanced equations. You just got to look at your life and be like, okay, what did I do that caused this? Maybe it's not the thing that you did right away, like I did with my back. Obviously, sneezing shouldn't blow your back out, but if you're, you know, spending money and you don't have money to spend, then you're gonna have some unhappy times. So that's what I got for you today. I want you to really consider what you're doing in your everyday life, what you're doing in the gym, and if you really, really, really are trying to prevent injuries, you know, obviously you can analyze it yourself, or even better, you can find a mentor or a coach or someone that can just guide you along and point out your mistakes. I know I've done that many, many, many times in my life, because I'm not a pro at many things. I'm definitely a pro when it comes to TRX, right? TRX expert, and I'm definitely a pro when it comes to fitness in general. But even so, like, that doesn't translate to everything in life. So, you know, when it comes to organization, unfortunately, that's like my downfall. But I have people in my life that help me kind of stay organized. And obviously, left to my own devices, I would be injured. I would always be behind the eight ball and trying to get my projects off the ground. But because I have a good group of people around me that help guide me along and give me good advice, I'm not really too concerned with things like my weaknesses. So that's what I want you to consider, is just that, you know, if you're having some issues and, you know, you still can't figure it out on your own, you know, find a mentor or a coach or someone that can kind of get you to the next level. And if it comes back to your fitness, well, you know who to look for. Your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, is always waiting in the wings, ready to help you out. So anyways, we're going to pick this up in a couple seconds. And in the conclusion, I got a little something for you to give away in the conclusion. So stay tuned, because you definitely want to hear this. All right. So, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Today, I was feeling a little off. You know, like I said, I went to the doctor yesterday, and I was feeling a little funky after taking these steroids. You know, it's funny because, you know, like, you don't think that like steroids like that would like make you feel weird, but I definitely feel a little off. I feel like my brain is not quite doing what it's supposed to do. Maybe it's because of the steroids. Maybe it's because of just like just in a mini funk right now. But I had a good day, but unfortunately, just like right now, I just don't have the thoughts in my brain. So you have to excuse me for today's episode. You know, not everything can be gold, but I hope that you found value in today's episode. Maybe you can draw a couple nuggets out of this podcast episode that you can use not only in the gym, but in your everyday life. Because, you know, injuries are something that affect all of us. Everybody gets hurt at one point in time, and you know, the best thing to do, if it's something that you feel like is preventable, just look back at what happened and fix it. You know, but I definitely believe that everything is, well, almost everything is fixable. There's some things that you just can't really help. You know, some people just have genetics that are just make them prone to injuries, or, you know, maybe you just find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. And sometimes that happens too. Hopefully it doesn't happen too much to you. And I want to help you prevent injuries in your life with a little bit of knowledge, you know. So how I'm going to give you that knowledge is through this thing I call boot camp. I started this boot camp back in May. We started off with one class, and now we've been growing. And man, it's pretty great to see like how advanced these people have gotten in such a short amount of time. We started in May, and here we are at the end of August, June, July, August. So in about 3 months, these people have definitely seen some serious progress in their bodies and their workout routines and their stamina and all the things that you would relate to fitness. Not to mention that they've also have a better outlook on life. I've noticed that the people that are in our boot camp, oh man, their affect or their attitude is a lot different than when they first started. They're a lot more positive, and they have more of a can-do attitude than when they first started. So kudos to those people that have been there since day one. You know, but it's not too late for you to start. You know, in fact, I'll help you out, and I'll give you a session for free. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to give you this phrase. Listen to this phrase carefully, because you're going to use this phrase at any of my boot camps to get in for free. The phrase is keep good company today. If you were to come to boot camp any point in time between now and the end of November, between now and the end of September, wow. But if you get to join us before the end of September, you can use that phrase, keep good company today, and that is worth $15. Every one of our classes, the upfront fee is $15. We actually have a different rate for you if you decide to get a package. We'll talk about that because there are a couple options. So as I said, keep good company today. We have our boot camps every Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m., bright and early for all you early birds. And I also have a Saturday morning yoga class. And a yoga class is a little different than our full body boot camps. Wednesday and Friday again at 6 a.m. That's where we do those. But the Saturday class is a little different. It's a little later for you sleepy heads. It's at 8 a.m. And our yoga class is actually not quite yoga. It's something a little bit different. Personally, yoga is not quite my thing. It's a little too woo-woo. And even if you like have those people that are super hardcore and do it like to the next level where you're sweating and stuff like that, it's just some things about yoga that just through my research have found that it's not quite the best thing for your body. So I am proposing a different type of yoga, and it's called yoga, and it's a mix of every stretching routine that I've learned in the past, from my world championship powerlifting routine to my all-American warm-up to my American Ninja Warrior techniques to a little bit of ballet. Yeah, I did a little ballet back in the day, and I'm going to bring that to our class. So that's what it's all about. You know, it's just mixing up these modalities and making something that's new. You know, that's what it's all about. That's how new things are created. You take from the old and make something new. So I would love for you to try it out. As I said, I'm offering the class to you for free. It is, again, that phrase is keep good company today. And if you're interested in trying it out, I'd love to see you. Once again, every Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the location. It's in Bala Cynwyd at the Cynwyd Heritage Trail, specifically the Barmouth Trailhead. We'll actually be moving that some relatively soon because it's starting to get dark and we don't have lights there. But there are lights a little bit further down the road, about a quarter mile. So we won't be moving too far. So from now until probably the end of September, we'll be meeting there, maybe even earlier than that, judging by how late the sun is starting to come out now. We might move it a little earlier, but for the time being, we'll be meeting at the Barmouth Trailhead, and if you meet me at 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. on Saturday, just repeat that phrase, keep good company today, and you got yourself a free class. Well, anyways, that does it for my day. We're almost at the end of the week, so excited. Labor Day is upon us. Is it Labor Day or Memorial Day? Actually, I think it's Labor Day. But anyways, Labor Day, we'll say, is upon us. And hopefully you'll be ready to rock and roll for the fourth quarter of the year. We're almost there. So, playa, that does it for our day. I hope you have a great one. And as always, keep good company.